Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Guarding Gwen by Cynthia Eden. Narrated by Elizabeth Hart. Prologue.
You keep your damn hands off her, you understand?
Simon Forrest snarled as rage pumped through him.
Gwen belongs to me.
The prick that he'd just dacked slowly pushed up from the sandy beach as the waves pounded into the shore.
You sure about that?
Xavier Gray asked, swiping his hand over his bloody lower lip.
Because Gwen sure as hell was acting like she wanted me.
Gwen tried to lunge past Simon and attack the guy. You are such a lying... Simon caught her, wrapped his arms around her stomach, and pulled her so that her back was against his chest. Putting his mouth near her ear, he whispered,
I got him, baby. I got him.
She didn't relax against him. Simon knew she was far too pissed for that, but he could feel a bit of the tension leave her. Carefully, he moved Gwen to the side. He didn't want her getting caught in the crossfire. The fight had begun in the nearby club when that piece of crap had thought he had some kind of right to put his hands on Gwen. On Gwen's ass. Oh, hell no. The fight had spilled outside, and so had the crowd. At least 24 folks formed a tight circle around them. Simon recognized some of the faces. They'd recently graduated with Gwen. But the others were just strangers in the normally quiet beach town on the Florida coast.
The lady isn't interested in you,
Simon said, his voice ringing out loud and clear.
So don't put your hands on her again.
Xavier laughed and spat blood on the sand.
I think she likes it when my hands are on her. She's been playing this game with me for years, acting like a tease who wants me. And I'm gonna give her exactly what she...
Simon was done. Just fucking done. He didn't waste more energy on talking. He simply attacked. He drove straight at the bastard and hit him hard and deep, exactly like he'd been trained on the football field. Simon tackled that jerk and trapped Xavier beneath him. He pulled back so that he could drive his fist at the guy. The fool barely fought back because Xavier was too used to pushing around those weaker than him, too used to his rich daddy's money protecting him from the world. Not this time. Simon was pretty sure Xavier's nose broke beneath his fist. Simon. Gwen's voice. Soft. Her fingers curled around his arm, and his head whipped toward her. Stop, Simon. Let's get out of here. For her, anything. He immediately backed away from the guy. The crowd was whispering. He barely spared those people a glance. Gwen. She was all that mattered. His fingers locked with hers and he walked away from the fool bleeding in the sand. The crowd retreated so that Simon could cut a clear path through them.
You'll be fucking sorry, Simon Forrest.
Xavier's bellow followed him.
I'll make you pay!
Simon didn't stop. What the hell could the guy do to him? Simon was shipping out tomorrow. The Navy was waiting. His hold tightened on Gwen's hand.
I ship out, and I leave her.
He took her to his motorcycle. He climbed on, and then Gwen slipped onto the seat behind him. Her body curled around his, even as her arms wrapped around his stomach. The engine growled to life, and the ride shot them out into the night. A million stars glittered overhead, and Gwen, his Gwen, held tight to him. He drove and drove until Simon got them to their place, a private stretch of beach that only the locals visited. He braked, killed the engine, and shoved down his kickstand. They left their helmets behind, and he walked with Gwen down to the water's edge. They hadn't spoken during the whole ride. That was the way it was for him and Gwen. Sometimes they didn't need to talk at all. They could just be together, and he knew that she understood him.
What the hell am I going to do without her?
Simon turned toward Gwen. The wind blew her long, dark hair over her shoulders. She stared up at him.
Beautiful Gwen. His Gwen. But only his for a little while longer. Do you have to go? Her voice was low, sad. Yeah, he had to go. He'd already done all the paperwork, set the gears in motion. He was 19 years old, and he had to get a plan for his future. He had nothing to offer Gwen, and she... Hell, she had a scholarship waiting. In a few weeks, summer would be over. She'd be going to FSU. And he'd...
I've always been good at fighting. Always been strong. The one thing my father used to say about me.
It was time he put his skills to use. Time to make a difference. Time to become someone better. He used to not care about things like that. About being better. But that had been before Gwen. His hand lifted and slid over her cheek. There was something important she needed to understand, no matter what else happened.
If you ever need me, baby, I'm there. I'd lie for you, steal, hell, I'd even kill for you.
Gwen gave a little gasp and stepped back. I don't want that. I'd never want you to do anything like that. She lifted his right hand. Your knuckles are all messed up.
Because he'd pounded, the jerk.
I didn't need you to fight him. What if he calls the cops on you? What if...
He took the first swing in that club. Everyone there saw it. I doubt even his daddy's money could buy him out of that one.
Her fingers traced over his knuckles, and then she lifted his hand to her mouth. Her lips pressed gently to the skin. Gwen. How was he going to walk away from her? It was going to gut him to leave her. You don't have to go. You can stay with me. We can make things work. We can...
I have nothing.
He couldn't tell her that. A guy had to have some pride. A girl like Gwen deserved so much more. And maybe one day, he'd have more to give her.
We can't, Gwen.
His voice was flat. Too hard. She flinched and dropped his hand.
You have school, I have the Navy.
Her head tipped forward. I just want you.
God.
He reached for her, pulled her against him, tipped back her head. He couldn't imagine ever not wanting Gwen. But it was the wrong time. So wrong. And he couldn't keep her when he had nothing. His lips lowered to hers. He kissed her. Held her. Loved her. They were still on the beach when the sun rose. He hadn't been able to let her go. Not on their last night together. But the air seemed oddly cold for summer, and the waves weren't crashing quite as hard any longer. Gwen sat beside him, fitting him so perfectly, and when she looked at him with her gorgeous, golden eyes,
I have to let her go. It was a mistake,
he blurted. Gwen frowned at him. Then hope lit her eyes. You're not leaving? You're staying?
God, baby, no. This was a mistake, Gwen.
This. Them being locked so tight to each other. The emotions that seemed to swamp him sometimes.
We're too young.
She'd just graduated that June.
I don't have anything to offer you.
And it wasn't about not loving her enough. She had to get that, didn't she? She had to see. Gwen stood and brushed the sand off her hands. The only thing I wanted was you. That wasn't enough. Her lower lip trembled as she stared at him. But I don't get that, do I? His heart iced as he scrambled to his feet.
Gwen.
Take me home, Simon. Her home. But no one was there. Her grandmother had died that spring, and her parents hadn't been part of her life. Her dad had been gone for as long as she could remember. And her mom? Gwen never talked about her mom. Another reason why she was going to FSU, so she could start fresh. She turned away and began walking up the beach. He stared after her. He wanted to tell her that he'd be back, but as he watched her walk away,
He couldn't manage to say a word, and the ice in his heart seemed to spread through his whole body. Chapter 1. I want Simon Forrest. Guinevere Solomon sat in the leather chair, her long legs crossed in front of her, casually swinging one high-heeled foot. The shoes were Louis Vuitton, black on top and fiery red on the bottom. They screamed money and style, just like the rest of her outfit. The pencil skirt and the designer blouse had been custom-made for her. Guinevere, or really, just plain Gwen, knew that she looked wealthy and in control. That had been the plan, after all, to appear to have her shit together. When in truth, she was freaking the hell out. It was a good thing that she made her living as an actress. Otherwise, the man across the desk cleared his throat. His dark eyes studied her, and his handsome face showed his curiosity.
Ms. Solomon, clients don't generally get to request specific security personnel.
Gwen, please. We'll be working together, so let's not be formal. Her heart was racing in her chest, but her voice was perfectly calm. I came to Wild Securities because I was told you were the best in the business, that you handled high-profile clients with the utmost discretion. Don't show fear. Don't. Eric Wilde, the man who was Wild Securities, inclined his dark head toward her.
Yes, we are the best.
No modesty there.
But you just came in from the street and you told me that you wanted my vice president, not some regular agent, to personally handle your case.
He gave her an apologetic smile.
That's not how things work here.
Okay. Not good. She slowly uncrossed her legs and leaned forward. She put one well-manicured hand on his desk. I will pay whatever is necessary, but I need Simon Forrest. Eric's eyes narrowed as he seemed to assess her.
Why him in particular?
Because they had a past. Not a good one. Actually, a rather messy and extremely painful past. But Simon Forrest was the most lethal bastard that she knew, and in this particular situation, lethal was needed. Money doesn't matter to me. The words were so easy. She knew he'd have no clue that once money had mattered, mattered so very much. Once she'd had nothing. She'd been so desperate that she would have done anything to survive. But that girl, she was dead. Long gone. Gwen gave Eric another broad smile. I need the services of Wild Securities, and do you really want me to leave this office and spread word to my friends that you refused me? That sounded way arrogant. Unfortunate, but necessary. And it was a total bluff. She had no intention of telling anyone that she'd ever visited this high-rise office in Atlanta. Eric weighed her words. He studied her with his head cocked. Could he tell she was bluffing? Oh, jeez. No, he couldn't. Could not. Or at least he'd better not be able to tell. She'd won a freaking Academy Award last year. She could surely fool one security guy, right? Eric pushed a button on the phone that perched on his desk.
Dennis.
Dennis was his assistant. The guy had tripped when he'd first seen Gwen. Cutely charming.
Get Simon Vance in here, would you?
Eric continued, his voice brisk.
I have a case that I need him to consult on.
Consult? No. Simon needed to take her case, and she wasn't leaving this office until she got him. Eric leaned back in his chair, crossed his arms over his chest.
Why?
Not a question. More of a demanding growl. She blinked. Looked innocent. He was recommended to me. Eric shook his head.
Try again.
Excuse me? She thought her frown of confusion was a nice touch.
No one recommended Simon. He's a dangerous asshole that most people avoid. His people skills are less than desirable. He growls more than he talks, and the guy lives for adrenaline.
Okay, yes, that was the Simon she'd known and loved. No, I didn't love him. A teenage crush. That crush had ended long ago, and he'd sure as hell walked away from her fast enough. Walked, run, whatever. Then he'd stayed away, long after the point when he should have come back. But that didn't matter. She'd moved on. So had he. And she would have stayed out of his life permanently, except, well, her past had come back to bite her in the ass.
Ms. Solomon,
Eric prompted. I told you, call me Gwen. Everyone does. She dropped her smile. It wasn't working on the guy anyway. What was he, made of stone? Ice? I know that Simon is dangerous. I heard that fact about him. She rolled one shoulder in a careless shrug. I happen to need a little danger in my life. If anything, his dark gaze became even more intense.
Tell me what's happening.
She glanced over her shoulder. The door was still shut. Why not just wait for Simon? Then I only have to share the story once. And she could better keep track of her lies. Eric exhaled on a long sigh.
You know that I can tear into your life and know every secret that you possess within about 5 or 10 minutes. You understand that, don't you?
Her head whipped back toward him. No, she most certainly had not understood that. Eric lifted a brow.
It's kind of what I do. And a woman like you, a woman whose life is lived in the tabloids, well, it's not like you have a lot of deep, dark secrets anyway.
You'd be surprised. She'd managed to bury a whole lot of secrets. Too bad some of them had decided to crawl out of their graves. The door opened behind her. She heard the faint squeak of the hinges.
Where's the fire?
A deep, dark voice demanded.
I was working on a case with Julia, but Dennis said I had to drop everything and get my ass up here pronto.
Chill bumps seemed to cover her. Gwen licked her lips and hoped like hell that her expression had remained contained. Eric's eyes were on her. He'd been studying her so carefully. He'd been...
You know him,
Eric said flatly. Okay, Eric was good. Very good at watching people. She'd have to remember that trait for the future. But then, she'd come to Wild Securities because the firm was supposed to be the best. Score one for Eric. Simon's footsteps padded closer. She hadn't looked at him yet. She should. Just get it over with. He'd probably changed in the years. Maybe he wouldn't be as handsome any longer. Maybe she could just look at him and not feel a single, solitary thing.
Is this a new client?
Simon's words ended, just stopped as he finally got a look at her. As he stared down at her, Gwen saw the absolute shock fill his green gaze. He shook his head, as if he couldn't quite believe what, no, who he was seeing. Then,
Gwen?
He reached for her, bent toward her and pulled her out of the chair. His hands wrapped around her shoulders, his grip tight, a little rough, and he stared at her as if...
Right. Figured as much.
Eric noted dryly.
You two do know each other.
Simon's head had been lowering toward hers. His gaze had been on her mouth. Oh, no way. The guy hadn't thought he was going to kiss her. Not happening. She wanted his protection, his particular skill set, not his mouth. Gwen raised her hands and pushed against his chest, his very muscled chest. Someone had been working out, hard. Even though he wore a fancy suit, she could feel the strength and heat of his body far too easily. Let go. He did, instantly. Simon stepped back and shook his head.
This isn't a dream.
What?
Because I swear I've had dreams like this.
But then his gaze cut toward a watchful Eric.
Only your ass is never in my dreams.
Eric's lips twisted.
Good to know.
Gwen backed away from Simon. I'm not a dream, I'm a client. And damn it, the years had been kind to Simon. More than kind. He was even more muscled than he'd been. Not a boy, but a man now. Wide shoulders, powerful chest, dark hair that was a little long, a square, chiseled jaw, perfect cheekbones, and a line of stubble on him that was just downright sexy. He wore a suit, but looked rough and ready. Fierce. Some things didn't change.
A client?
Simon rolled back his shoulders. He shook his head. His gaze slid over her, and she could have sworn she felt the scorching heat of that look like a burn on her skin.
Guinevere.
Gwyn, she gritted out. His gaze snapped back up to her face. She lifted her chin. You're in the protection business, aren't you? She waved between him and a too watchful Eric. Well, I need protection. The best money can buy. Simon's gaze went cold and dark.
Who's threatening you?
Ah, that would be the question. If I knew, then I would have taken care of him myself. She sat back down, took her time about it, crossed her legs, swung her high-heeled foot, noticed that Simon's gaze went straight to her legs, and heated. Her heart jumped. No, no, damn it. This was going to be professional. The last thing she wanted to do was walk down that particular road with Simon Forrest again. Her lips twisted as pain knifed into her heart. At least it's good to know you remember me. He leaned over her, got all in her space as he caged her with his hands on either side of her chair.
A man doesn't forget a woman like you.
Oh, that was...
Especially when your image is shoved at him 24 hours a day, on every TV set or movie screen in the area.
Had he just sounded bitter? Like he had a right to be bitter. She raked her gaze over him. If you don't like watching, she advised coldly, turn the channel. His features hardened. Okay, this was not going as she'd planned. Maybe she hadn't planned well enough. Truth be told, she'd panicked. She'd been in Atlanta filming a superhero flick that would not, could not, be named. Due to contractual issues. And when the latest threatening message had come to her, Gwen had freaked. She'd freaked and thought of the one person who could handle a mess like the one she was in. She'd... Oh, damn, it was humiliating. But she'd immediately gone running to her ex for help. An ex who hadn't spoken to her in years. An ex who apparently hated having her image shoved at him. Her chin notched up. Move your hands. A muscle jerked in his jaw. That really sexy, stubble-covered, lickable jaw. He moved his hands. He backed up, and he took his delectable scent with him. A masculine, crisp scent. She smoothed her perfectly smooth skirt. This was a mistake. I shouldn't have come here. I don't think you are the right security firm to handle my... situation.
Your situation?
Simon fired back.
What's wrong, baby? A sex tape about to hit the internet? Want us to stop it for you?
A sex... She laughed. Laughed at him, and it actually felt good to laugh. He didn't laugh with her. But then, he'd never really been the laughing type. Always so serious and intense. Intense was the key word for Simon. Gwen tipped back her head and gazed up at him as he continued to glare. Oh, Simon. Really? A sex tape doesn't hurt anyone's career these days. She waved her hand vaguely in the air. Sex tapes just make people more famous. A snarl slipped from him. Someone needed to relax. But I don't need to be more famous, and I don't have a sex tape. Thanks for asking, though. She folded her hands and put them in her lap. Her gaze slid to Eric. Now that she was close up and personal with her ex, she realized the error of her plan. Such a mistake. Why had she thought Simon could help save the day? The guy was pissed at her. Who the hell knew why? After all, he'd been the one to walk. But I don't know him. Not anymore. The old Simon would have immediately jumped to her defense. He'd always protected her back in the day, from every threat out there. No one had hurt her, not when Simon was close. Then he'd left, and he'd been the one to hurt her worst of all. The past is over. Move the hell forward. Instead of protecting her, Simon had entered the fancy office and immediately attacked. Actually, Gwen thought about the situation for a moment. No. He'd come in and tried to kiss her. That had been his first act. Then he'd attacked. And, geez, she couldn't handle this drama. She liked to keep her drama on the movie set. A mistake. She pushed to her feet again, slid around him, and headed for the door. This was...
I've always been your mistake. We both know that.
His words stopped her cold. Gwen glanced back over her shoulder at him. Why would he say that? She'd never regretted anything they did. His hands were fisted at his sides. His gaze burned as it held hers.
Why are you here, Gwen?
Because I'm scared. No, terrified. Someone is watching me. All the time. Someone who knows my deepest, darkest secrets. Someone who wants to destroy me. I thought I could turn to an old friend for help, she said, voice halting. Someone I could trust. But I see that I was wrong. She reached for the doorknob.
Stop.
Eric's voice, low but all authoritative. The guy was probably used to giving orders. She wasn't used to taking them. Not unless those orders came from a director on set. So, Gwen opened the door. Dennis stood a few feet away, his eyes huge behind the lenses of his glasses. She started to stride past. A warm, strong hand, with slightly calloused fingertips, curled around her wrist.
Please, stop.
Simon's voice. Only it wasn't growling any longer. It was low and soft, almost tender. A shudder slid over her body. For just a moment, she could so easily remember the way things had been, back when she'd been 18 and absolutely, completely obsessed with him. Those days are long gone. You need him now for an entirely different reason. Use him and move the hell on. Her head turned, and she found herself looking up into his eyes. His gaze practically blazed with emotion as he stared at her. And if she didn't know better, Gwen would swear the man was staring at her as if he wanted to eat her alive.
Yes.
Eric cleared his throat.
Simon, you and I need to talk privately for a moment. Gwen, why don't you sit back down in my office? I'll have Dennis bring you some coffee.
Simon's hold tightened on her. Eric closed in, tapped his shoulder.
Conference room,
he prompted.
Let the pretty lady go. You and I are going to have an important business meeting in the conference room.
Simon slowly let her go. As he freed her, his fingers slid along the inside of her wrist. Her pulse gave a fast and hard jerk. Did he feel it? A cracking voice announced,
I'll get coffee.
Right. The assistant, Dennis. Eric steered Simon down the hallway while Gwen returned to the office. Gwen sucked in some deep, much-needed breaths, and when the assistant burst in with a giant grin on his face and a coffee mug gripped in his hand, she managed to give him a faint, grateful smile. even as she realized that her whole world was probably about to implode.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?